Shalom uvracha, boker tov, chodesh Adar, chodesh of Yeshuas, mi'etz Hashem, for Klal Yisrael. But with that, Hashem is still taking us through this complex situation we are going through. David HaMelech tells us, Bechor Hashem chosisi, alei voisho le'olom. I put myself in your hands under your protection, and I will not be embarrassed forever. Many of the Mefarshim say an important yesod over here. He doesn't say that I will never be embarrassed. He doesn't say I will never have hard situations. And this is one of the important points of a Baal Bitochen. Some people go through life, and if it doesn't go exactly the way they want, they're upset, whether things around them don't work out. They could be upset, Chas Hashem, Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, people around them, they're upset at the people around them. Whatever it is, because they're coming from an expectation that everything has to be exactly the way they want. They don't always think that maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu also has some level of expectation that they should behave exactly the way he wants. But that's human nature. Human nature, if a person does not think deeply into life, does not pay attention to the bigger picture, that's what he wants. I don't have to do anything, and everybody has to serve me. And if it doesn't go the way I want, then I have tainus on everything. The Baal Bitochen doesn't go through this frustrating form of life. Because he starts off the other way around. He starts off by paying attention to how much Hashem has helped him in the past, how much he can rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bechor Hashem chosisi. You are HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shem Havaya, Bechesed Rachamim. You are Mahava Oisi, you created me, you sustained me. My body is working day after day in such complicated fashion. When we go to the bathroom, the Baal Bitochen, when he comes out of the bathroom, doesn't just go on with life, look at it as some very mundane experience. He thanks Hashem that his body is working, but he doesn't stop and thank Hashem that his body is working. He says that if Hashem does not take care of my body exactly the way it should be, I cannot survive and I cannot stand in front of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After going through this experience of going to the bathroom, which seems to be one of the things that were exactly common with all the animals, all the creatures that exist, from the one-celled creatures to all the animal life, it can make a person look like, oh, who am I? What am I? Right afterwards, we come out and we say, I appreciate the special body you made for me and you gave it to me so that I can stand in front of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what makes life so special. That wherever I am, I see the Yad Hashem in everything I'm doing. It. A person who has that attitude and realizes that you can rely on the Rachbim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created our physical body and more so created our spiritual body, our neshama. He chose us to be his beloved nation that he cares for and watches over. Then sometimes it's a situation of a voisha. A person gets into a situation that he's embarrassed, he's downtrodden, he's attacked. Look at David HaMelech throughout the Tehillim, describing about the enemies that were attacking him physically and emotionally. But together with that, he always had that strength of character and was able to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because he was Oymed Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He stood in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He paid attention to how close Hashem is to him. And in Mela, he's saying that even if I'm in a state that I am being knocked down now, I am suffering, but I know it's not going to be L'Oylam. I know this is just a temporary state that Hashem is putting me through, and it's for my benefit. And L'Oylam, Ali Voisha, for the eternal side of myself, and even the future of my life, these things will go away. So now we're going through this situation, which unfortunately Every day, Rachman Litzlan, another life, another two lives, another whatever it is, are being lost. All this suffering. Baruch Hashem, I just heard that two hostages were released today. Chasdei Hashem, Amoite HaKadosh Baruch Hu on that. But we see the situation is a very complicated situation. With our powerful army fighting for months and months. Sach HaKol, this is... So far, Matzliach, only two, and the first one, the third one, that was months ago, B'siyat Shemai with a big Kiddush Hashem, with her mother, with her tremendous bitochen, brought it out. But our Kopanim, we're thankful for the good things, and other things that are happening that are hard for us, that's what David HaMelech is telling us. B'cho, directly, to you, we have direct line to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem, I pay attention to the Bitzar Rachman that keeps me and Klal Yisrael sustained day after day. And then, Ali Voishel Oilam. Even if I have to go through hard times and even embarrassment, whatever it may be, and people are starting up with me, and he's doing this and she's doing that, and whatever it is, Ali Voishel Oilam. It's a temporary thing. I'll handle it right, in the proper fashion. I react in the proper fashion. Strengthen my Bitochen Hashem. And Mirtz Hashem. The Ali Voishel Oilam will kick in as soon as possible. We'll get past all these situations. On the situation of not only lack of busha, but the chesed v'rachmim, the simcha v'salsin, like Yehudim, like it was in that time, we'll see it in our own times. Bekorev.